So, Steve-O, how hard would it be to change the national anthem? That is today's question.
Well, you shouldn't be asking me this question, actually, Dave. You should be asking Margaret Atwood.
Margaret Atwood, a great Canadian author?
Yeah. So a few years ago, she was part of a campaign to make the lyrics gender neutral, because true patriot love in all thy son's command seems to be pretty sexist.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. And so, you know, given that the lyrics haven't changed, I suppose that her campaign failed. And so you could say that it's very hard to change the anthem, even just a little bit.
And we could also point to how it says at the end, our home and native land, which some people might see as offensive to First Nations people.
Exactly, exactly. Except the,
not to mention God keep our land glorious and free may be offensive to the non-religious people in this country.
Well, and that's what's interesting, because the song has actually changed twice since it was written in 1980.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, the original O Canada anthem was written for St. Jean-Baptiste Day and was entirely in French.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. So if you'll recall from our flag discussion and my beautiful singing in that episode, the song The Maple Leaf Forever was one of the first unofficial anthems of English Canada.
Oh, yeah. Fascinating. I did not know that.
Yeah. So in till 1910, somewhere around there, attempts to come up with English words to O Canada never were particularly successful.
Just to correct, the song was written in 1880 or
1880. That's what it.
Because you said 1980 earlier, and everyone was very confused. But you meant the song was written in 1880.
I did mean 1880. Yeah. So in there were attempts to come up with English words for it, but they didn't stick until around 1908, when someone ended up writing a very close version to what we have today. There was no reference to from far and wide, and no reference to God keeping our land. But otherwise, the song is recognizable as it is today. It didn't officially become our anthem until 1980. So now there's 1980. Because for starters, it kept coming up as an issue during wartime. And in the moment, you know, they always had better things to do
than decide whether or not this should be our anthem. They were like, we should probably beat the bad guys.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, later it got in front of committees who really just dragged their feet and never made any strong motions with it. But these committees did end up making a couple of changes, like the two that I mentioned. They added the line to have God keep our land sometime in the 60s. And
from far and wide.
Yeah, yeah. So we have these kind of special investigative committees to thank for the insertion of religion into the matter. And, I mean, people had been trying to come up with religious versions of the song since it had been written. But we used to have this whole, you know, fascination with God Save the Queen and that song. So you can see why there was sort of a religious element trying to be dragged into it.
Yeah. But, so 1980 comes along.
Yeah. So on June 27th, 1980, a bill was passed to officially make O Canada as we know it our anthem.
Now, does this have anything to do with us finally becoming a country? And no longer being the Dominion of Canada? Because didn't that happen around the same time?
It did happen around the same time, and it's definitely connected to those events, but it was distinct.
Okay, they were separate events, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, more or less since 1980, it's been unchanged. The bill was put into public domain, so anyone can change the lyrics and sing it however they want, but the lyrics as they are enshrined in law. And so they can only be changed in law.
Oh, man. So so I see where the answer to my question is coming.
Exactly. The only thing that makes O Canada and its lyrics official is a law. And so you just have to convince MPs to change it.
So you have to get a bill. You have to change the lyrics to O Canada through a bill passed in Parliament.
Exactly. In 2010, Prime Minister Harper actually had the Governor General look into returning to the older gender-neutral lyrics, and something like 75% of Canadians disagreed, so didn't go anywhere.
So the answer to my question is it would be incredibly hard to change the lyrics to O Canada.
Because you have to convince 338 MPs to vote for it.
That doesn't mean I can't just sing it any way I want, though.
Of course.
Oh, Canada.